Did you happen to see the story where a family in Wisconsin videotaped a package of organic salad on their kitchen counter that had a little frog inside of it? And the family is freaking out, and the brother is trying to blow it off, and they take a picture, a video of it. And, of course, the company apologized and said, you know, hey, sometimes it happens. The family, then when you read further into the story, the family wanted to return their container of organic salad greens and the live frog back to the place of purchase, but the little amphibian managed to escape. They got their money back regardless, but I'm telling you, it's not real. No way. If there was a frog in your salad when you came home, you're taking it back to the store. You're not having the amphibian escape. Oh, did he jump out? Did he jump out of the salad? Oh, darn the luck. And then we're going to complain to the stores about it? No, not real. Are we on the air?
We are. The problem is I need you to tilt your microphone a little bit more, you know, 45 degrees.
Hold on.
And then we can hear you a little bit better.
We cannot be up. Okay.
No, the other way. The other way. Up.
I know, but I can't hear anything. Hold on.
Is your volume up?
Yeah, no, yes, dear. Why do I you want to tilt?
There
this
you
way?
Go. Well, not too far, too far. Right there. And then I'll get closer. Is this your first time in radio?
How's that help the drumming?
No, I need to hear you better.
How
I don't care about
the
drumming.
How does that help the drumming? I don't care about. I'm talking about the. There. Okay. Sounds a little bit better. It's not as good as the old desk.
Oh, no, no, no.
The old desk
had
the better sound. Wait, I'm supposed to tilt it like this.
There you go.
Talking to the microphone like that.
Feels like this is your first time doing a podcast.
It is. It is, actually. I don't know what I'm doing. I have no idea what I'm doing. Thanks for listening to Chewing the Fat. Brand new podcast we've never done before.
How's it feel?
Oh, it's fun. It's fun. And I appreciate everyone who fixed up the studios for me. As you can see, those of you watching on the Chewing the Fat video
cam
line, and can see how pretty it is. It's really nice. So listen, it's been like 1,000 degrees in the state of Texas. Fires of hell. I mean, there are times I walked into the store the other day. There were piles of humans, just ash.
No,
yeah, it was sad. It was sad. I asked.
Ash evaporated.
No, they were just burned out.
Wow.
You can still tell that. Some of them you can still tell kind of what they look like, but others are just ash.
That's sad.
But I know. So yesterday we had the story of that was making the rounds on the interwebs, on the social medias, at Jeffy JFR, at Real Chris Cruz. And that's Twitter. And of course you can follow us on Facebook as well, Jeff Fisher Radio, and Instagram, Jeff Fisher Radio, or Chris Cruz on Facebook. Pfft, whatever. If you want to follow me, go ahead. Do whatever you want to do. Anyway, we posted a story about the setting for your central air conditioning in your home. Now, of course, utility bills shoot up during the summer. Of course they do. That's what happens. I know in Texas.
Wait. I just realized that you're looking at both cameras.
I know, there's one there.
There's one there that you're looking at. What about the people behind you?
No, I don't.
And what about the people on the other side of you?
That one's pointed over that direction. So I got this one. Okay.
These two. And that one is pointing at you, too.
That's not, though.
Yeah, but what about this one?
That's not. Oh, yeah, I forgot about that.
So you have five cameras surrounding.
Three that I have to look at, though.
Yeah, so can you give some love to the left audience, the right audience, and the center audience? I assume you already forgotten about the audience behind you.
Yeah, I don't count.
You're not looking. You're not looking at the one behind you.
This isn't a performance in the round. This is just people that.
Oh.
If you weren't quick enough or didn't have the money,
tickets,
so you got those tickets to
backstage.
Tough.
Oh, so you just get whatever you can see, whatever you can hear.
That's why those tickets are cheap back then.
Oh, because you don't even acknowledge them.
We're not playing to that crowd.
Oh, we're not.
We're not playing to that crowd. Do you know, I remember a story. Now you see, you sidetracked me. I remember a story. My parents, my dad was so mad at a guy. You remember a guy there? You won't know who this person is, but Bobby Vinton was an old classic singer.
Yeah, an old classic singer. Yeah, yeah.
And my folks would go and see concerts at the Strawberry Festival in Plant City in Florida. No, in Plant City in Florida.
Okay, Florida.
And they would go see these acts. You know, they'd get tickets and they were supporters and they would get early,
mailing.
Yeah, they get early mailing. And the Strawberry Festival, you lived in Florida. You don't know what the Strawberry Festival is in Plant City?
No, there's other people that listen to this podcast other than Florida. I'm helping them out.
And if they don't know what the Strawberry Festival, I mean, it's world-class Strawberry Festival. People come from all over the world to the Strawberry Festival. So they get their, you know, they get tickets early and they go. And my mom was so excited about going to see Bobby Vinton because she loved him for years and years and years. So my dad was happy about getting tickets. And he got tickets like third row. You know, I mean, they're right up front.
That's a good.
Right up front. He's ready to see Bobby Vinton. So now at the Strawberry Festival, they have tickets that you buy. Now there's also tickets way back in the stadium seating that you could just get for free. First come, first serve. When it's full, it's full. Right? You show up, it's full, it's full.
Those are good seats.
And not, well, you know. It's,
well, if
it's
you're free,
it's
just
free.
Are good.
You're at
yes.
the Strawberry Festival. Hey, somebody, Bobby Vinton's playing. Yeah, let's go see him. And you walk in, you're free. Bobby Vinton comes on stage, walks down the stairs, and does the whole show to the crowd in the back, to the free crowd. I thought my dad about strangled him. And in fact, his complaining made them take the stairs away from the stage at the Strawberry Festival. He was so mad. He paid top dollar for these tickets, and Bobby Vinton's performing for these Dingleberries
cool,
that got
for
in
Bobby.
For free.
That's pretty
Screw
cool.
him.
No, that's pretty cool from a performer. That's what you want to do.
Is it?
Yes, you
no,
already got
you
the money.
Piss the people off
you already
that
got
paid
you
money?
Already got the money from the people that are downstairs, and you're trying to get those people that you know did not know you, or were like, "Ooh, who is this guy?" And then for the future show, they buy tickets.
Mm-hmm. My father didn't see it that way.
I bet. He's a fisher. So, of course, he didn't see it that way.
And he made it very well known to the Strawberry Festival people. And now, if you go to the show, I don't know if it's this way now because it's been a bunch of years. But at that point, they took the stairs away. So
the performer
would come out, couldn't leave the stage.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Makes sense.
So there you go, Bobby. Do your little rose song to that back there to the freebies. Who's so bad? So I don't care about the audience behind me. That's the whole point of that.
Okay,
the audience behind. The cheap audience, no.
It says also free until it gets full.
Right. So, I mean, thank them. Thank you for coming. I appreciate it.
You're not even going to acknowledge them?
Thank you for coming. I put my hands up to them. I'm waving
okay,
to them.
Okay.
Thank you for coming. I appreciate it.
Okay. I'll
turn around. I'll wave to them. Hey, how you doing? Yeah, but I'm not doing a show for them. Okay. I'm doing a show for these people. And the people on the other side of the microphone. Okay?
They'll spend top dollars for this radio show / podcast.
Do they?
Oh, yeah.
Do they?
You have to download the app, get an iHeart.
Okay.
Go to SoundCloud, iTunes, Google Play Music. That's top dollar right there.
But it's free.
I know. Top dollar.
I mean, it's wherever you get your podcast, you can just download
and you pay
it for
top
free.
Dollar, yeah, top dollars.
I mean, your device costs money.
$1,000 if you have the new iPhone X. Oof.
Yeah, but I mean,
we all know that this audience is 90% iPhone users. So
No, they're not. But that's okay. There's a big, there's a big percentage of them. I'll give you that. Huge percentage of them, but not 90. Sorry, you're wrong. You're playing to the cheap seats.
I would say that the Android is a cheap seat.
the number one phone in the world
just
is
because
the cheap seats?
Yes.
No.
Just because it makes it number one, that doesn't make it the expensive one. How much did you pay?
You're the artist
how much,
that says
how much,
I'm
how
making
much
music,
you,
but how, I don't wanna get famous. Then that'd be a sellout. Yeah, that's what it is.
How much did you pay for your phone?
I don't know.
Exactly. Because you know I pay way more for my phone than you did for yours.
I don't know. I have like four or five phones on our bill. And when I need a new phone, I go in and I get a new phone.
Okay.
It just
comes out.
It just happens.
You just don't know what you're praying. It just comes on.
My wife takes care of it and it just happens.
Oh, that's so sweet of her.
I will say that the new studio does have an air conditioning problem right now. I'm doing the story on apparently they're reading the central air conditioning story. Because it is like the fires of hell in here right now. I know we're in Texas, and I stepped over bodies that were just, you know, ash as I walked into stores this past few days, but I believe that they've...
See, the problem is that there was some construction guys in there, and they left the door open. When Pat leaves, I close the door so that all AC stays in there.
Yeah.
But they had the doors open the entire time, so that air went out to refrigerate something else.
Mm, that's not good.
I know it's not, but I just... reset it, and I put it to 60, and it should be good.
So according to the, and we'll get down to about 80 in about an hour, so it'll be perfect. It'll be great. I've got it on 60. It should be cold in there. Oh, okay. The only room that gets cold is the Stage 19 in this building.
Yeah, that gets to -5.
I love that studio, man. It's got three big blowers in it. That room is tremendous.
Yeah, when Glenn Beck is on and you and Pat are on, those are the only times that those three blowers turned on.
Tremendous.
If it's like someone like Stu by himself,
oh, Stu
maybe
has them
two.
Shut off. No, he shuts them off.
Oh, he shuts them off?
Yes.
Oh, then I'm not going in there.
It's
you
sad.
Can't go in there with them off.
I know.
Even for like 2 seconds, you can't go in there for them off. Okay, sorry. Consumer Report. AC, go. This has been 12 minutes and we have not done anything.
Are you timing everything now?
I am timing everything, yes.
World
economy.
This story says that you're supposed to leave your thermostat at 78 degrees when you're home, 85 degrees when you're at work or away, and 82 degrees when you're sleeping.
That answer is false.
Are we cavemen? No? Are you kidding me? Incorrect. First of all, we get stories all the time that tell us we sleep better and it's better for our health.
Cool.
Being cool, right.
We have mattresses that they sell.
Thank you.
Because they say, hey, let me cool down your body because your body sweats like a freaking pig every time you sleep.
And mine, I don't even have to be sleeping.
That's the fascinating work of your body. Even not sleeping, you're sweating like a pig.
Yeah, because it's the sweat. It's part of the deal. So it's in my DNA. I just had it checked. Anyway, not really, but sounds good. People go, oh, really? Okay. They believe you when you say that.
They do.
Okay.
Yeah.
No, not true. Now, for the most part, I pretty much leave our place at 72.
That's you in there and out there.
Well, you can't turn it up when you're... This is wrong. When you go away, you're not supposed to turn it up. It's bad for the furniture. It's bad for the home. It's bad for the walls. It's bad for the house. It's bad for the whole structure.
Is it?
To fluctuate the temperatures like that? I mean, look, am I a professional on that? No. But it's true. It's absolutely true. Yes. You can't do that to the building like that. It's bad for it. Completely bad for it. The whole house, the whole structure goes to hell.
Like, I keep mine 80 if I'm not there.
What?
75 if I'm home.
Don't you have
72.
An animal?
Yes, I do.
Do you care about the animal
yes,
at all?
Yes, he's fine with...
You have an animal that's supposed to... First of all, you have an animal that's supposed to live in some Arctic temperature, living in your home. And when you leave, you let the house become 80 or more as we're living on the surface of the sun here in northern Texas.
It doesn't go any higher than 80 because it cools. It would not let it go any above 80. The AC will kick back in and keep it at 80.
Okay.
And then when I'm home, 75. When I'm sleeping, 72.
Here's the deal. I want that AC a lot colder when I come over to visit.
And you've been to my house like 3 times. And guess
what? I cranked that bad boy down.
I know. I cranked it up for you because I remember we had a little. My wife's aunt, she's freezing in a corner. She's like, it's so cold in here. And I was like, there's a blanket right there.
Oh, well, there's
Jeffy
a blanket.
Was like scared. I was going to be like, oh, okay, let me turn it back up. I was like, blanket.
Thank you. That's, I mean, that's what happens in life. It's easier to get warm than it is to get cool.
Absolutely agree.
So here's a quilt for you, Grandma. Okay, in the cedar chest over there is a nice big thick quilt we had made for us.
Yep.
But the dog is dying. That's damn near animal cruelty on your part.
But we did our own survey because we believe that this Consumer Report is completely wrong.
Absolutely.
We had about 500 people writing. 500 between nice. Me. My Facebook was 181, and yours was like 300 and something. And I'm sorry, but our audience is...
We like to use the technology called air conditioning.
Thank you.
I mean, it's an amazing thing. I saw a story where even here in Texas, the energy companies were saying, hey, we got to cut back. People are using a lot of energy. Are you telling me that a power company in Texas,
where we have like so much energy in here,
and also is it a surprise that it's the surface of the sun this time of year in Texas?
Because I do believe that Texas is closer to the sun.
No, it is not a surprise. So please don't tell me to turn it. No, you should be more prepared.
Get more energy.
Thank you. Buy it from some other state. And I'm pretty sure Texas doesn't care whether it's from a coal-fired plant or not.
Absolutely,
it's okay. That's what I love about California too. You know, their big deal is their power plants aren't coal-fired, but when they buy extra power, it comes from coal-fired plants.
Are you sure?
So
but they're not
stupid.
Burning it. Someone else is burning
stupid.
It.
Right, so it's okay. Right, it's okay. We're not doing it, so we're fine. So we get 73 at night, 76 in the day, 79 when I'm gone. That's Michelle Baker. Stacy, we keep the air at 75 and we only run it when it's 85 or higher outside. Otherwise, we open the windows.
Whoa, whoa, whoa.
What?
Why are you opening windows?
Are you kidding me?
Again, you might not be in Texas.
No, Stacy doesn't live in Texas.
Because if you open the windows in Texas, there's like a ball of fire and it burns everything in your house.
It's just gone. I mean, house fires in Texas are because people open the windows. That's a fact.
I don't even think the people that
open their windows seriously don't live in Texas.
Yes.
They don't. Now, and I would say, I'm almost willing to say that's true in Florida as
Florida.
Well. Florida.
Only old people open their windows in Florida.
That's even questionable. I mean,
my grandparents, they turn out the AC, windows open.
In the winter or not during the summer?
The whole day. The whole year long.
Yeah, but I mean, they're from.
True. We don't have central AC down there. That is true. You know what? I'll take it back.
So Thomas says, used to be 69. Now that my wife has lost 105 pounds, we keep it at a warm 72. Well, first, congratulations.
Congrats. Yes.
Good job. And I understand how your body fluctuates like that. No, that's not what I...
Yeah, fat people.
That's not why I understand.
Fat people need more air to get cooled off, as we spoke. That the three big ass units in 19.
But I will say,
are needed to cool down Jeff Fisher and my boss Glenn Beck. And when they were all four together, I thought they brought in like a fourth AC unit.
I would be okay with that.
Because Pat is the same way. Pat loves it cold.
There was only one time that room has been too cold in my life.
Really?
Yeah, one time. I don't necessarily like to talk about it because it sets a bad example. It says like, "Ooh, it happened once; it could happen again." No. I used to have when I used to be in that studio every day. I'd have the security guy kick on the AC every morning. I mean, I paid him off. I gave him an envelope of cash every day. So you come in and you fire those bad boys up. I want it cold when I walk in there. So it was the winter time here. It was really cold outside. But he was doing what he was paid for, man. And so Pat and I were filling in for Glenn because it was over the holidays. It was in December. It's really cold. And we came in, and by the second hour of the radio show, man, I looked at Pat. And he and I both were like, man, it is freaking cold in here, man. And I look up and all three of them are on, man. It's like, it's zero outside. It's like, it is Arctic.
Negative five in here.
It is literally Arctic in that studio, man. I had to have them shut a couple off just to even it out.
Even it out, yeah, compared to outside.
By the end of the show, one glacier had melted. That was it, man. It was so cold in there. Anyway, the point is, No. That's way too
78
hot.
And you cannot sleep at, what was it, 78? No, sleep at 78?
What?
You're not sleeping at 78.
No.
No.
You're not comfortable.
You're sweating.
The best part, it's always easier to cool. It's always easier to get warmer than it is to get cooler. So, right, if the AC is nice and cold, you feel a little chill, pull up the blanket. Get under the blanket.
Cuddle with your hubby or wifey.
Anyway, you could do that if you want. Or you could just get a blanket. Those of you listening on the Blaze Radio Network, thank you very much for coming along for the ride today and listening to Chewing the Fat. With yours truly, Jeff Fisher. Don't forget, you can subscribe any platform that you download your podcast on. You can download Chewing the Fat and take me with you wherever you want. I'm here for you.
Boop.
And when the show gets uploaded, you'll be alerted. You know, here you got to come to Blaze Radio Network, and hey, you don't know who's working over there anymore. You don't know who's doing it.
The
show might be screwed up. You're going to want to be able to hear the whole show. And you know that there are times when we do Chewing the Fat, and then we add some dessert to the program as well.
You saw that tweet, didn't you?
Some dessert as well. And
nice.
So,
you know,
add some extra programming to the show.
So is that official?
I don't know.
I like it, though.
I don't know, though. I do, too.
I think it was Tim that...
Well, he thought of it after I thought of it. I mean, it's...
Oh, you thought about it first.
I mean, I appreciate him tweeting it and everything,
okay.
But it was my idea.
Oh, okay. Sure. So this is the main course. Here, we're serving up the main course, and then later we'll serve up dessert.
Right. Those of you listening on Blaze Radio Network, you're eating the main course. But there's always room for, well, dessert. And don't tell me, there's not room for dessert. You know, maybe we call it Jell-O, because the Jell-O segment, because there's always room for Jell-O. Right?
I like that, too.
So I,
and then white ghost, it wiggles too. look at that Jell-O.
We also got calls about, got tweets and Facebook posts about political stories, because I did do a couple of political stories yesterday, and I've tried to steer away from the political stories. And so I threw, I did a couple that, really had to get in there. So a couple ideas were Chewing the Swamp. When I do political stories.
Yeah, Chewing the Swamp.
So I appreciate it. I'm glad another one that I thought of just before the person tweeted it to me.
Yeah, but they tweeted and you didn't say anything.
So, right. So, I mean.
So, do I give credit to you?
Yeah, you give them credit.
Okay,
I mean, I just want them to be clear that I thought
Chewing
of it
the
first.
Swamp. Huh.
Okay. But we'll see. We'll see. Those are some of the things.
Anyway. Good idea. Thank you.
Yeah, yeah. No, I know. I thought long and hard.
Did you?
Yeah, I did. Hey, there's some new laws coming to the state of Texas, and I'm sure there's new laws coming to states all over the United States.
September's usually when they start kicking on.
And so, Texas has got some new laws coming in, like kids can legally sell lemonade at stands now. I know. This is a good one. Brass knuckles and other self-defense items will be legal to carry. Do you consider brass knuckles...
Yes, that's a weapon.
Self-defense weapon?
Yes, I do. Especially if you go to the bars and strip club, you always go with your brass knuckles.
No, I don't think brass knuckles are not really self-defense.
How
an offensive device, at least in my mind.
No, you put that in your pocket. Guy comes up trying to rape you.
What you do with it. Thank you.
You go to the club, someone's trying to gang up on you, and then boom.
Carry your knife knuckles around. If someone starts to attack you, you can reach into your pocket and get those brass knuckles right out.
Or just wear them open, because I think you can open carry them too, right?
Yes. Yes. Those your rings? Yep.
Yep.
Smoking in the great state of Texas goes
illegal.
Up to 21.
Well done, Texas.
No, not well done. No, not well done.
I'm waiting for the one that says 35.
That's ridiculous.
Even coming from you that you had a heart attack because of smoking.
No, I didn't have a heart. My heart event was not caused because of smoking.
But you had a heart attack, and the doctor told you that you need to do what? Lose weight?
Nope. He didn't tell anything.
Exercise?
Nope. Didn't say anything about that. Of course, I mean, they said, yeah, you can do that. But the number one thing on their list.
Was it, I don't know, maybe smoking?
That was the number one thing.
Okay, then. You know what? I rest my case.
That was the number one thing on their list. But come on now. If I can fight in the military,
do not give me that stupid argument.
Why? What stupid argument?
That is a stupid argument.
If I can fight in the military, I should be able to smoke and drink and do anything else an adult can do. If you're going to tell me that I have to be an adult at 18, then damn it, I get to be an adult and make the choice for myself.
It's a good argument, but it's a stupid argument.
If it's a stupid argument, how can it be a good argument? I mean, confused. You get ready for beer to go and booze delivery. We've already done that. We've already
not had legally beer delivered.
Wait, that wasn't legal?
Well, that was legal, but they're talking about the IPA guys, not like the Corona. They're talking about the IPA guys.
Okay.
Yeah.
Oof. Man, that's set up for could be some issues.
Yeah, because it's the independent brewers.
Could be some issues.
I see that. Yes, I see them having issues too. Yeah,
but you know how much? I mean, that's paying off the delivery guy.
And
right?
That's also,
how do you know they're 20? They're going to have to be responsible for knowing if a person is 21.
Well, do you remember what the girl did? She had to scan my ID card and take a picture of it. Remember that?
Yeah, that's true. So it's up to the, you know, all right. So I mean, just kind of a good fake.
That was
ID.
Mainly used for people around Austin, because that's a big thing in Austin.
The college towns.
Yeah, so that was a big thing in Austin.
DPS surcharges for traffic offenses going away in Texas. Good! And they should go away in every state. So in recent years, the Texas Department of Public Safety, and I did not know this, had a policy in place that required motorists convicted of certain traffic offenses to pay an extra fee.
Oh, shut up.
Or a surcharge on top of any fines or penalties.
No.
What?
That's like double dipping.
Thank you.
That's like double jeopardy.
And that's going away. It's going away. Bill allowing dogs on restaurant patios.
Okay.
Whatever.
Leave your dog at home.
Yeah, in the 80-degree temperature. Let your dog sweat it out at home. New law helps drivers with communication issues during traffic stops.
What?
So Texas drivers with autism, deafness, PTSD, and other communication challenges.
Well, I'm one of those PTSD guys.
You definitely have communication challenges. Will be able to make law enforcement aware ahead of time. So I guess you get another special sticker.
Yeah.
Special sticker. I love that. Or maybe they put that on your license.
I was going to say, they put that on your license? And, like, isn't that kind of like a little bit of, I don't know, labeling people like they did in Auschwitz?
You're damn right it is. No, listen, just put a little star on your shirt.
That's what I'm saying.
We'll know.
I already have a star. Do you have a star on your driver's license?
I mean, no, I don't think so.
They put a star on my driver's license, and that meant that I was verified that I'm a United States citizen.
Get out. I got to go check my I got to go check my license.
I want you to check your license. I want to, because I had to bring in my social security card. Remember that was one of those issues?
Yeah.
So they're saying now that if you have a gold star, it means you're a United States citizen and, you know, no further screening needs to be done if you go to TSA or like the port of entry, something like that.
Well, I'm a white guy though, so I don't need a star. They already know. Okay, so I went and looked at the driver's license because I know it was a bad joke, and I got to thinking, wait, what if it doesn't matter if I'm white? And it doesn't. If you're an American, if the star, you get the star on your license, that's what that represents, right? Because we all had stars on our license.
Yes.
The only person in this studios here that didn't have a star on their license was Ron.
The oldest man in the building.
And his license hadn't been renewed in quite some time.
Yeah, his expiration
was just renewed this year.
And
I just did it.
We just had a joke about that you just came in time.
Yeah.
Well, duh.
Because I had just moved here from Florida, so I wanted to get it changed right away. And I was fortunate enough to make it in time. The very last day. And so, yeah, she was, oh, what's a good thing you came in today, or we would have gone through the whole thing. Really? I didn't realize. But anyway, I have a star, so it doesn't matter. It doesn't matter skin color, any of it. It's all, if you're an American citizen, you get the star. I mean.
And that came out from the TSA. So that means that when you go through the TSA, it verifies and you have to go through extra screening. But everybody,
that's special of them. Because I still go through extra screening with them
too,
so they can screw off.
That's what I'm
off.
Saying. Yes. Yeah.
Anyway, fortunately, it doesn't take an American citizen to win the lottery. I got a call, a couple calls this morning, and a text asking me if I was the North Texas resident who became a millionaire with the Texas scratch-off ticket. No, I don't hold a press conference. You guys, we're not here for you. We're, you know, sorry. No, I know. That wasn't me. That was, you were misinformed. You were misinformed. It wasn't me. Thanks for coming. Appreciate it, but that's enough. No more questions. So somebody won a million scratch-off. Now, I very rarely play a scratch-off in Texas. We do it for fun because my kids like to do it.
And you're the Powerball.
And they don't do it legally. I mean, that's just a joke. Only adults, 18 and old. Do I have to be 21 to play Lotto? No.
Yes. You should be.
Is it?
You should
be. Do you have to be 21 to play lottery? You don't, though, right? You have to be 18. I can't buy a freaking cigarette. But I could win $1 million in the lottery. That's what's wrong with America right there. That's what's wrong with America.
So you've compiled everything within America, and you nailed it down to that one issue of not being able to buy cigarettes until you're 21.
Yep, that's what's wrong with America. And I was reading another lottery story the other day, which I loved because it was, it's just luck, right? It's just luck. And I feel like the other day I went out of my way to purchase a Powerball ticket because I just felt like, I got to buy one. It's my time. It wasn't, but I felt that way. But this old guy, this 94-year-old man, bought some tickets in Oregon. And he has his children who are, you know, 60s and 70s. Imagine that. His daughter says, nope, no winners, Dad, and throws them on the counter and leaves because they live in a close proximity to each other. And so the dad, you know, gets up after a while and says to himself, I think my daughter's an idiot, so I better double check these tickets. I'm sure that's
what
he said.
Can I quote you on that?
Yes.
Okay.
I don't think he said that out loud.
But I could quote you.
But that's what he was thinking, because he double checked them. And she was wrong. Completely wrong. It was worth $6.5 million.
What?
Yeah. So, and
she literally threw $6.5 million on the garbage.
You didn't win, Dad. I mean, he could have just thrown okay and thrown him away.
I know.
But
think
instead,
about it.
He realized, you know what? My daughter is an idiot. I'm going to double check this. So it's good that he did, and it's good that he knows his own kids. So
that's a 90-year-old guy that knows his kids.
Thank you very much.
And 92, you hit that million. That's not bad. Not a bad way to go out.
No, 94. Don't make him a young kid.
He's a young whippersnapper.
So he takes the lump sum. He gets...
Oh, hold on. That's our rule here.
Oh, you have to take it.
Our chewing the fat rule is you take the lump sum.
Take the lump sum.
You do not do this.
It doesn't matter.
The lottery's not going to be there.
It's so you take it. Very possible.
And it's okay to pay the taxes now, too.
Oh, well, yeah, but hear this. So he wins $6.5 million, right?
How much did he get?
You take the lump sum of $3.25
million. Oof.
After... taxes.
Oh, don't. You're going to shoot me down, aren't you? A million.
2.2.
Oh, okay.
Still okay. Low. I won $6.5 million. I only got $2.2 million. I mean, that seems like a little much.
That's robbery. That's highway robbery.
It is. Now, he could have, I mean.
He could have thrown in the garbage because his stupid daughter.
And he could have taken the 30-year.
30-year.
No one in the family would have been alive to get it. But. He could have taken the 30-year payment. So he's just, you know, he's like, he's splitting it up, giving some to the kids. He and the wife are buying a new car.
Oh, you're definitely giving it to the daughter.
That's what I thought.
You're not giving it to the daughter.
She gets the smallest
car. Yeah, she gets as much. She gets $1,000.
In the story, it talks about how the daughter brings dinner over ever so often. That's an every day now.
Oh, absolutely.
Every day you're bringing breakfast and dinner and you're hop singing your 65-year-old butt over here and apologizing every day. That's what's happening.
Until I die.
And I love you.
It could be next week.
But still, you're welcome. All right, maybe tomorrow we'll dive back into the study that we had a couple of months ago talking about what people wear and how they bathe and how they clean, because now there's a new study out. It was paid for by Tommy John, the the underwear people, not the actual Tommy John. The picture.
Not Tommy John, no?
Yeah, no, it was the underwear people.
And they're sponsored the network.
And I love Tommy John. They're my favorite underwear of all time. I don't have any, but I love them.
I said they're a sponsor of the network.
I'm going to have to run right out.
I didn't say they're a sponsor of the show. I say they're a sponsor of the network.
I'll run right out and buy some. How long do you wear your underwear before putting on a clean pair?
3 days.
Well, you're a little bit longer than most people.
Before you answer that, what about you? I want to know your answer.
Me?
Yes.
Daily.
Really?
Daily.
Do you still change it daily?
Yes. Yeah, absolutely. Daily. I am a firm believer in that. 13% of those surveyed wear the same pair of underwear for a week or more. Now, I guess you turn them inside out?
That's two.
And then you get it back the other way?
That's
there's three.
You
turn it back the other way, there's four.
Four.
Okay, I'd say 4 days. I'll give you 4 days on the outside. More than that, though.
That's a lot of days.
You're living in dirt.
Yes.
Men are more likely to wear underwear for more than a week. I believe that. 46% of those surveyed have owned a pair of underwear for a year or more. Well, yeah.
I think I'm going for 2 years on a couple of underwears.
38% say they have no idea how long they have had the same underwear. I mean, it's,
what are you doing with your life? You cannot keep track of your underwear.
Clean underwear can contain up to 10,000 living bacteria. That's clean. Yeah, I know, but everything has bacteria in it. So the six things that can happen to women that don't change their panties.
Uh-oh, gross.
How much time do we have before? I know we're on Blaze Radio Network, and I've got a...
You got a minute 30.
Six things that can happen to women that don't change their panties. Rash, weird colors, yeast infections, chafing, UTI... Do not get me started on UTI. Public lice or scabies. Ooh, that is not good. There's also various health implications for men.
How many? 15?
Itching. Inflammation, which most men would be happy about. Bacterial infections and genital wounds. Oh,
ooh.
That does not sound good.
Every man in America just
so
went.
Dry your underwear on low for at least 30 minutes after washing. Don't mix your undies in the same load of laundry with anyone in your house who is sick. Don't wash contaminated underwear with other pairs of. In other words, just be clean. Can we just be clean?
Let's just be clean.
That's the new motto of the show. Can we just be clean? That's all I want to do. So, holy cow, this went on for more. I mean, we've got British men wear their underwear six times or more. French men wear the same pair at least six times. I mean, I could start beating up on the other Europeans around the world, but I won't. Let's just say, can we just be clean, please? Don't forget, podcast is going to give you dessert today, too. That's right. Chewing the fat, dessert.
Download and subscribe to more content at theblaze.com/podcasts.
Hi, welcome to dessert on Chewing the Fat. I just wanted to a couple of quick things before I have to go back to the temperature in your home story. It's driving me insane.
Just do it tomorrow on Pat Grand Leash. You have 2 hours there. So you could maybe take an hour from
him. Chewing the Fat gets 30 minutes on Pat Grand Leash. You know,
that's a freaking travesty. It should be 2 hours.
I mean, I'm there for the... I come in at 6:30 and I usually sit in for the rest of the show, but I have my segment is that, you know, that 30 minutes. So
and
maybe I just take it
over. Can you also, you know, I just want to put this out there.
Maybe I just take it over.
Can you tell Pat Gray to stop using our stuff?
I know.
He's using our sounders. He's using our stories. At least give us credit.
That'd be nice.
But
be nice.
I would like Can you bring that up? Because I don't get to see him. Can
be
you
nice.
Bring
and
it
I'd
up?
Be nice, too. Maybe sometimes, you know, I do a story on chewing the fat during my segment on Wednesday. And I hear him do the show. I hear him do it on Thursday. Do the same story over again. And like you said, no credit. It's like he doesn't even listen to me. It's like I come in, I do my show, my segment, he doesn't even listen to me. That's what it's like.
Aw.
It hurts. It hurts.
But tomorrow, more AC talk.
We have to. I mean.
Yes.
Some great comments. Thank you all for commenting. I mean, we got hundreds of
500 comments. 500 comments,
dude. We got hundreds of comments because people know it's silly. It's just silly. This Energy Star, this joint federal program run by the Department of Energy and the Environmental Protection Agency, recommends that for optimal cooling and energy efficiency, the coolest you should keep your house is 78 degrees Fahrenheit. And that's only when you're at home and awake. No? How about I recommend you sit at home with a stick up your ass? I'm sorry, with a stick up your behind. I didn't mean to break.
This is the dessert.
Fat protocol. This is the dessert. Yeah. I get a little wound up.
Yeah, you loosen your belt, pants is off.
Yeah.
Yeah, you all said.
Yes, I wanted the caramel sauce. Thank you. But the...
I love how you look like there was a server in front of you. You literally made eye contact and everything.
Well, of course you would. Why wouldn't you do that? Side note, too, I love the story about Elton John defending Meghan Markle and Prince Harry, and they're all working, they're all giving them all kinds of crap for taking. I'm confused. Why?
It's royal talk, baby.
Yeah, okay, that's fine. Because it is royal talk. And they're taking their private jet to France, and they're taking a lot of heat, and they're getting a lot of coverage.
They should get a lot of heat.
They should, because...
Stop being so eco-awoke, and you use a freaking aircraft.
And then just be hypocrites about it.
Yes.
But Elton's been giving him... he stood up for him with that. He stood up for him with the press, following him around and giving Meghan a hard time. I believe that's because you heard it here first.
You did.
That Elton John, this is more proof that Elton is the godfather of Archie.
Absolutely.
Because he is too vocal for mom and dad for him not to be the godfather. Because they didn't announce my bag last night, pre-flight. Zero. And I hate that. That was from his little YouTube party that he and Bernie was going to do.
That he never paid. Remember, we talked about it. We never found out if he paid him or not.
No, we never did. We never heard. They put the big thing together. We never got the finals, right? We have to dig into that. We need to do an investigative report into that, man. Elton, no, man. We want to find out what the heck happened between you and YouTube and Bernie Taupin. You just took all this stuff that they sent you. And
they made the movie.
Right. That's where they made the movie and they used. And now he's touring again, coming up with new material that he stole from the YouTubers. I have no way of proving that, to be honest with you, but it just sounded good at the time. All right, so I have so much more to talk to you about, and I know this is dessert, but to be honest, and just between you and me, and between us, on the other side of the camera.
The audience behind you left.
Other side of the camera, good.
Took the camera with them.
The cheap seats, get the heck out. But those of you listening audio style, those of you watching video style, the construction crew is outside this room right now, so pissed because I'm taking time to record the show and they want to get in here and finish up the room. And I almost want to take more time so they can't finish today, so that they come in when Pat comes in tomorrow morning, the studio isn't done and he would be angry. He'll be mad. Make for a good show. It'd make for a good show if he comes in and sits down and gets here and sees that the work isn't done, and then he'd be pissed. It'll make for a good show. Or I could just let him come in and, you know, finish the show. So we'll talk to you tomorrow.